KEACUW, monitor. W8DAP. AE8TFM, W8DAP.
NAKPP.
KF8BPA, model. KF8BPA, model, monitoring.
RHW in the mobile.
KF8 BPA mobile monitoring. KGO, is that correct? KGO, Kilo, Golf, Oscar.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet, Oscar, KG8, KJO, Dixcom.
Kilo Alpha, Kilo Charlie 8. No. Juliet Oscar. Okay. KF8BPA here. I'm on Orchard Lake, pretty close to the West Bloomfield Amateur Radio Club repeater. My name is Vladimir. I'm mobile now, but my home QTH is Southfield. Kilo Charlie 8. Question mark Juliet Oscar. Back over to you.
on 75 and I'm bouncing off the FAA Warren repeater. But it's Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
QSL, I don't remember if I tell my name. My name is Vladimir. Vladimir KF8BPA. Okay, thank you for the QSO. Well, this repeater in West Bloomfield is amazing. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. 73, have a nice day, KF8BPA. Over and out.
N8VDZ testing.
KPAKJONHKCP. NHKPP.
CQ from W8VIJ.
KPP.
You done with work?
Yeah, went to school, picked up the grandkid, and headed back home. So, I got to chat with you, too. I got a dilemma for that March 8th appointment that I just found out about. I'm going to be out of town that day, so you, and there's another handy that lives here in New Baltimore, so it's going to be you and him at the hospital doing the test.
Okay. All right, I'll get back with you in about 30 seconds. KJO, I'm back.
Okay. I'm going to be out of here in a second, but you catch my comment.
Yeah, I'm meeting with another guy on March 8th over at Linux.
Yeah, for the simplex
test. Well, yeah, I just sent, I keep forgetting to do it, but I had my barrel all wrapped up, ready to go, and I just keep forgetting to take it to the postal service, so ran over to UPS over here by the office, just sent it out. A little bit of insurance on it. My daughter doesn't lose all her money.
Is it VHF or UHF?
the UHF and it's not duplex. I would have to get the duplexer, and I'm talking to Captain Don. He goes, no, you need this one. So I'm getting the other one. I'm trading up more or less. I'm getting the VHF, UHF with the duplexer that he has, that he uses for doing the ISS stuff.
Oh, very good. Okay. All right, we will chat a little bit later. I gotta go. I got the grandkids, so, and he just hopped out of the car, so I gotta make sure he doesn't go do something stupid like play in the snow without a coat on. So I'll chat with you later, guys. NHK, PP.
730 KKK2.
And the meeting after that. So,
make sure we have a hard stop between those, you know, in the first meeting. Yeah, go ahead. That was it, Tom? And did I remember that correctly?
100%, sir. How you guys doing? KKKGO. Tropical smoothie. If you haven't had it, gotta try it. It's a little expensive, but worth it. And I think the, when it sounds like sugar-free, probably just the natural sugar and the berries.
Up back in. Sorry, I was getting my smoothie. Yeah, there's still a lot of sugar in the fruit. Phil, do you actually eat fruit much? Do I what? Do you eat fruit, or do you have to avoid fruit, too? Oh, no, I eat fruit. There's three fruits I have to avoid. Grapefruit, pomegranate, and starfruit, as if I even know what starfruit is. Never heard of that. I'm going to hand it over to the other gentleman in here, and I'll be going to throw more around. I got to go back in the office and put a few things together. But name is Dave. Phil over there on the other side just put a radio in my car. And absolute perfection on his installation, and it seems to be working well. And he took half, Dave.
NATKS 73 from KC8KGO. Is it Phil or Bill?
Phil. Papa Henry and Dilema. So I run the West Bullfield repeater that's connected here. So all part of the network. Is in there and you wiped each other out. The other station, go ahead. They be up here. Well, I don't know where that went. Go ahead, Tom. Like I said, I'm totally lost your last transmission.
Oh, I was just saying that I'm up here on Hamlin and Adam. So I'm like buzzing around that right now.
Okay, sounded good. What radio are you using?
It's an Alinco DR-735 Tango. Delta Romeo -735 Tango.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that last time I talked to you. Right. Now I remember. Sometimes it takes a few times hearing something from it to actually sink in.
Oh, don't feel bad. I remember faces more than I do names.
Yeah, I actually do better with call signs than I do names, because they're totally unique. Let's see, is it going to stop snowing long enough that I should get a car wash? I might attempt it.
Hey, Tom and Phil, I'll see if I got it. You? I got a sign. Phil get the car wash. I'm going to do the same. Be the first time I take the antenna off the car to get it clean. Oh, man, cool to have a radio. I feel bad for all the repeaters around here that are going to get overwhelmed by an 8-sec-AF. I apologize in advance. So, Phil, it's your fault. It's all your fault. Gentlemen, have a great one. I'm having a killer day. Mobile back in, and another 10 years of ham radio. Tom, over to you. Phil, thank you. Talk to you soon. Hopefully see you tomorrow morning. 73s, that ain't sick half.
Well, I say it's good that you're back on the air. It took me a while, and I had plugged into a cigarette lighter, and I finally broke down and hooked it up to my inverter power. So now I have up. I just got to get a better antenna compared to the MagCom that I have. 8880.
Okay, you said you're running it off an inverter? What kind of a vehicle?
Oh, no, I have a 750-watt inverter for power for my transit pick. And then we got two big, an H to H cable coming off the battery.
Sometimes if the voltage drops even a little bit, it messes them up.
Thanks. Take care.
Yeah. Okay, Dave. Did you have, so you check it back in?
Real quick. Got a box from East Coast Transistor. Is that the controller?
I think so. Just after I left.
Real small. I'll go inside, open it up, and I'll run it over to you. I don't mind playing with my radio. I got to go to the bank, and maybe I'll just drive. If I dropped it off, would you play with it or not?
I might. Well, it should be at least as big as a rack mount. You know, it should be have a rack mount panel in it, so it shouldn't be too small.
Okay, well, this must not be it. It's got to be something else. You get stuff in all the time. I just didn't know. But it came in the regular mail, and it's East Coast Transistor from New York. So, maybe it's not it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think what's the initials of that? I think it might be ECI, not ECT. Or something. I don't know. I got to look. Oh, well. We'll see. Let me know what it is. If it's that and it didn't have the rack mount panel, let me know, because I'll have to contact him. He said it would. So it should be at least 19 inches long, one direction.
Hey, real fine. I'll let you guys get back at it. I got to run in the office. I'll give you a phone call or some other shout here in a few minutes when I have more information. Take care. Thanks. Take care.
All right, and Tom, I'll catch you later. I'm going to be at the car wash here in just a minute, so I'm going to got to take my antennas off and run through the wash. So, 7-3, over to you, ABATR.
7-3, over to you, Tom. Maybe I'll get mine straight off. I feel like it. ABATR, clear monitor.
Downtown Flint, Saginaw 69 area.
Take care.
Camp 8, Delta Charlie Zulu, Frankenmuth.
To be in an NFC mobile.
NAZKF. NAZKF. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, doing real fine. Just playing with the radio. I just put my new Yaesu 500 in the car today with a bunch of help, and seems to basically be working.
Seems to be squeaky clear, too. You sound pretty good. I'm in, coming off of the Richmond repeater.
All right, real fine. I'm in Birmingham talking through Warren. And, this time we did it right. I got good help, and I ran the power on a voltage regulator, ran it right to my battery. Normally, I take the cheap way out, but I have to get an alternator wind and haven't done one of these for a long time, so a buddy of mine helped, and he is very good. So this installation is sweet. So, real good. You sound real fine tonight. Good to talk. Your name is Dave. Got my friend Eugene in the car. We just had dinner at Dugan's Irish Pub in Birmingham. I'm going to kind of run him home and play around with the new rig a little bit. And nice to be back on ham radio. I've been gone for about 10 years, so really fine to be back.
Yeah, I was on and off for a while. I had one of those cheap Chinese dual banders, and then finally just gave up the ghost. So then I stuck with VHF for a while, and then last year I broke down and bought me a nice Alinco DR735G from DXE. You know, it's semi-VHF, semi-UHF, big, huge, detachable faceplate with a nice display on it, because I'm blind as can be.
You
sound really good.
I always like the Alinco radios. Those are good radios. This one is really hard to set up. I'm driving a Jeep Compass, and just nowhere to put the radio, really. And so we got the detachable base plate. This radio, I liked it just because of the display when I first looked at it, but this radio's got the speaker right in the detachable base plate, dispatchable. You know what I'm trying to say. The detachable faceplate. And having the speaker in there, man, that's a game changer.
Well, my speaker is on the face itself. It's not on the faceplate. But I can't detach it. But I do have a dual speaker output in the back. You know, right channel, left channel kind of thing. And I love it. And I'm driving a Ford Transit Connect XLT. And what I did to run my power is I actually have a 700-watt converter connected to the battery. And there's a 200-amp fusible link right there. So I just put my power right with the DC power into the inverter. So I don't have to mess around with the battery. And seems to do pretty good.
That's a really sweet deal. That's smart. Yeah, that's smart. Wow, it sounds great. Your audio is perfectly clean and clear. And, this one was hard. It would have been impossible for me to do, but it went pretty clean. We were able to, the hardest thing now in a new car is to get that power cable through the firewall. We couldn't find a place, but we found a little hole in the right in the door panel, and we were able to find a little hole that got into the passenger side of the front of the car, and then we were able to pull our power cables through there. So when we did that, we made it all work, and we were able to get right to the battery. So I've always liked to do that. You know, back in the day, on my own, I never would have gone through all that work. I would have just put something in a fuse panel or found something in the car. But these digital radios now, I was told, they really want all the voltage. They don't really like running on lower voltage. So I wanted to go right to the battery, and with the help of my friend Phil, we were able to make that happen. So really, really happy with the installation. So it's been a very good day.
Yeah, my other transit, I had my VHF wired to the battery terminal, but the battery is tucked up underneath the firewall, and then the ground strap is, you got to kind of dig your hand around in there to get there. So, plus, you know, 90% of this thing is plastic. And then trying to get to the actual battery terminal with that fusible link, I had an inverter on that one. It made it more difficult. This one, the inverter was in the perfect position, ran the power cable along the side of the dashboard, along the side of the seat, out right where the inverter power cable was, and be able to get back there, loosen the screws, put on some speed connectors, and just pop it right in there. Works perfect. Got 200 amps of power coming off the battery and the alternator, and no wine.
That's awesome. Well, that was a really smart play on your part to make all that happen. So, good job, and yeah. You get on here quite a bit, or are you fighting for radio time?
KJL. No, I'm on the FBI repeaters as annoyingly as possible. Met a lot of great group of guys here, and they helped me out a lot, getting me back on the air with some DMR equipment, and you know, I got a couple of EKGs from another ham guy at work. So I'm usually on here Monday through Friday, anywhere from 8 a.m. to the middle of the night. All depends on if I'm driving or not.
All right. Well, real fine. We got that transit van. Is that a work vehicle then?
Absolutely. I do more driving during work than I do at home. And right now I have to figure out a fuse issue with all the power outlets in my wife's SUV, and it's too cold to do that, so she can wait. That's how I see it. Too cold. I'm not going to sit there and start digging underneath the truck. It's all covered in salt and grime. I'll wait till better weather to start playing around in there. So yeah, I do all my driving to work. It's a company vehicle. So I got all the PME and computer frequencies in it, the PLs. So I try everywhere I go.
Real fine. Well, I'm at the side here. I got my buddy. I got him dropping off. He's in the car, Eugene, with me here, and I'm at his house. And he always lets me drive after we go out for dinner, quote unquote. So, but he's we're here, so I'm going to sign. Hey, my office is in Troy. I got a couple of big bays. If you ever need to get some emergency work, you need to do in the warm. You just remember my call sign and look me up, and I bet we could find some room for you if you need a couple hours in there to get something done. So, name here is Dave, N-H-A-K-F, and I'll be trying to burn this one up, too, now that I got my rig all set up here again. So, nice talking to you. Have a good night. Let me get your call and your name again on the way out, and thank you very much. 73 is N-H-A-K-F.
N-H-A-K-F, call signs KCAKGO, Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet Oscar, name's Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Easy way to remember my call sign is KC8Cujo. You know, hear me say that a lot around here. So, nice talking to you, 73. Say hi to Gene for me, you sound really good. And maybe I'll catch you during the week on the flip.
And he's like, yeah, I think you're tough.
73, KC8KGO.
Yeah. this like What's My Line? Guess Who It Is by The Yawn? W-A-R-C-Y. I have no clue, so I pass. Next.
Hey, Dr. Charlie Newman, CQ.
W8FU, AB8 here. Oh, actually, Phil, you'll do. Phil, can you hear me? WSM. Yeah, I just turned the radio on. What's up? Okay, I'm going to toggle audio. Tell me how you feel like. This is version A. Oh, hold on. Hit the wrong button. Here's version A, W8FSM. And this should be version B, WFSM. Any change? Yeah, I like A better. It's a little fuller. This sounds a little, what's the word I'm looking for? A little sharp, if that makes any sense. Nope, that's what I thought too. Okay, so let me save those values. Yeah, a little too tinny or something, whatever. Yeah, that sounds really good right now. All right, so then the only thing I got to do is desolder this DB 15 or 25 and flip the core and CL logic on the pins, and this will be ready to do a full alignment. But it's kind of always hard to judge the audio here, so I connected it to the network. Okay, is that a node? It's James Township, UHF repeater. Oh, okay. Sounds good. Let's get back to it. ABAPR. Awesome. I'm going to drop it. Well, I get the soldering iron out. Thank you. Go back to calling FU, WFSM.
Node 620727 disconnected.
Get into it.
It's sitting right next to you. You can't get into it?
What? No, I was trying to use... I'm in the work or office now. I'm going to switch between the two repeaters and see how they sound between the two. Alright. Same radio, W8FSM on James Township, 12345. And here's me on Holly, 12345, same radio, no change in distance. What's better?
Holly.
Is it louder, softer, what's the difference?
Louder, clearer.
Louder. You're making making it better, too.
Let me go put an antenna on that receiver. Hold on.
You need a little static on the other one.
Let me go put an antenna on it. 1 second.
Not the person who was just talking. They're coming in plenty loud. But the other person who's talking. Here's the warning repeater. You're intelligible. I can barely hear what you're making. I don't know how the other guy is booming, both the Holly and whatever guy. He's coming through loud and clear, but the other one is not. 88 jail.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. Guys, double, Connor. I'm sorry, you guys. That's not going on. I just wanted to report that. 88 jail.
Yeah, we're working locally on a repeater, so, and you're not making the whatever you're on. Very noisy in there. Keep it SW.
And I did this.
Okay. There's an antenna on the receiver now. Can I walk to my office on a handheld? Oh, I bet you I can.
Well, alrighty then.
Okay, here's me.
There we go.
Alright, stand by. Here is... Alright, but you said James Township, I need to bring the level up. Here's me on James Township, 12345. Me on Holly, 12345.
No, not now. Sounds the same to me.
Kind of what I thought, but I was making sure.
Yeah, they both just about 100% equal.
And I don't get why it sounds okay now when it didn't before.
I don't either, unless there's something at the site. So, alright, I gotta turn it off. I got a small dummy load on it, so it's heating up. I gotta finish the server.
Keep it up there.
Node 620727 disconnected.
WAFU.